Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you use that to your advantage. Use both of them to your advantage. The first one is where you find the show and all the things that we do here. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Check those out. And no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in. Hang out with us and use our stuff. You'll find David Gage on our websites. David is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the Partnership Charter. He has his company, BMC Associates, is a mediation and consulting firm. And one of the things he does a lot is help people manage their partnerships, the partnerships they put together. And I'm going to ask him a question about that in a second, but let's first get him in here. David, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. When you talk about partners, David, partnerships, do you work with strict, formal partnerships as well as those that may be a little more loosely put together?
We do.
Tell the audience why I described them differently.
There are people who are legally bound in partner arrangements, whether it's a legal partnership or an LLC or different types of family businesses. But they are legally co-owners,
right?
And that relationship carries with it special legal financial requirements and everything. And
it's like a marriage.
It is very much like a marriage. And then there are more loosely described partners, business partners, but it's very interesting, Jim. You have to be really careful because if you have no legal documents. But you talk to people as though you are partners and principals together in the business, you actually really become legally bound in that way pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful about calling your employees partners as opposed
right.
to maybe calling them associates or something.
Right, exactly. Which brings us to a good point, and that is the differences in the way you work with your partners and the way you work with employees, doesn't it?
There really needs to be a difference because the reality is it is different. And we could talk about how it's different legally, it's different financially, it's different emotionally too.
Right. So let's do that. What are some examples?
Well, I would say, thinking about the difference, I would begin by saying, employees are... they're incredible. You can't do your business usually without employees. They can be wonderful, indispensable, and lifelong associates in business, and can help you make your business successful. But there is a real difference, and people have done studies about whether you have a partner or not, and found that businesses that have partners tend to be more successful. So you think about why that is. Legally, there is a real difference. Partners have a much higher level of responsibility to their partners than employees have to their employers.
Mm-hmm.
So a partner cannot walk out the door and just quit the business. The converse is true. If you have a partner, you can't fire your partner.
That's right. The thing that concerns me about partners, about bringing in a partner, David, and I've experienced this myself, is just because someone seems to want the same things you want, or you're both motivated toward the same kind of a of a project or whatever doesn't mean that you both have the same work ethic. You both have the same values. Those are things, work ethic and values, I think, to a large degree, David, really are the things that, that get partnerships upside down. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of people have employees, and they want the employees to share in the culture and the values, but they know that that's not so critical. The employees just have to follow the policies, and hopefully they really share the same values and all of that. But if you have a partner who doesn't, that's a very different matter.
Well, and then when we come back, I want to talk about how to choose. You know, some people are out there right now thinking, okay, I want to bring in a partner, and there's some advantages to that, but there are also some disadvantages, and we're going to talk about that and why you might be better off with an employee. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with David Gage. Welcome back. It's 17 till. There's Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with David Gage. We're talking about partners. He's the author, by the way, of the Partnership Charter and how to start out right with your new business partnership or fix the one you're in, as he says. David, give us your website, please.
The website is bmcassociates.com. B is a boy, M Mary, C Charlie, associates.com.
Can they find your book there?
They can. They can. And in fact, they can download the first couple chapters of the book where I talk about things like the advantages and disadvantages and the risks of having partners.
Right. Well, and there are all those advantages, disadvantages, and risks. You know, I think a lot of people, when they start their business, when they think about starting a business, I've done this myself. They look around and they need help. They know they need to buy some. They need to somehow get somebody else's time on the project. They need another mind. They need somebody to give them, you know, to be just moral support. Whatever the package might, you know, total up to. They need that, and they say, well, you know, I don't have any money to hire the kind of brain power I need, the kind of energy that I need. So why don't I find a partner? And you know, it's you know the common conversation, typical conversation. David, I'm thinking about starting a business. You know, would you like to be my partner? You know, that kind of thing. Isn't that how a lot of partnerships get started?
Well, it is, and it can be a little risky to do that because you know there's a lure that's there with it being a partner. Boy, being a co-owner, wouldn't that be great? You have to be a little careful. So you really have to ask yourself, you know, why do I want to have a partner? And it might be that somebody wants a partner because he or she needs money and needs somebody with money. And that can backfire. I mean, it can be wonderful. But if you don't have all the other things that you get when you have a partner, just the money aspect, you might be better off going and getting a loan and being
exactly
able to pay that loan off and then own your own business.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to be cynical about partnerships because I know they work and I've seen them work. I've seen them work beautifully and they've worked for me. Mm. But my experience, and I think this is a healthy attitude for anybody to have, frankly, David, my experience is, as you say, I'd rather go to the bank and I'd rather have employees. And because I just think that if you can do it that way, that I don't know. In my experience, that's a healthier way to do it. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's exactly true. So, for example, somebody who is, you know, kind of afraid of starting their own business, and that's understandable. It's a big deal. They might not know everything there is to running a business, so they might just try to find somebody who has a different kind of knowledge, but really, if they just find that and they're not careful about all the other things that come with it, they can find somebody who helps them to feel less afraid and knows something about business and can do something. But maybe they would have been better off just hiring a consultant to help them with that aspect of the business. Or, you know, like you were saying, a really good employee who knows that part of the business. And then they've got that, and they own the business themselves. So,
well, I think people, and again, folks, again, at the risk of sounding cynical, there, I want to repeat one thing. Partnerships can work, and they can be beautiful, and they can be strategically perfect. But you got to go into it with a healthy dose of skepticism, a healthy dose of due diligence, and remember, David, right, that this is that when you become a partner with someone, you basically have married them from a business standpoint.
Right. It's really true. And that due diligence, I think, is what makes all the difference in the world. I mean, remember, nobody's trained in how to have partners. Nobody goes to school and learns that. I mean, people might think, oh, people with MBAs, they must learn all about having partners. They actually don't. They learn how to run companies, have employees, but very few schools of business teach people how to have partners. Fact.
Mm-hmm. That's now, exactly right.
I do that at the business school at American University in Washington, but I happen to know that it's one of the only courses in the country on this subject.
I believe it. So how do you decide? What is the determining factor? What are some of the markers that we need to be looking for in ourselves and in other people to decide what in our circumstances, whether we should be hiring employees or finding partners?
Well, there are a lot of ways to answer that question, Jim. You know, we could say at a smaller, more minute level, you need to make sure, as you said before, you have similar values. Mm-hmm. Because all of the decisions that are made in a business about employees and how you treat them, about customers, about finances, it all really comes down to personal values. Now, how do you check out your personal values? Well, I've found that there is a test of personal values that's really, really relevant for having partners. It gives feedback on how people are in terms of how individualistic they are, how materialistic they are, how power-seeking they are, how humanitarian. All of these factors, and there are 8 values that they look at, all of these values really come into play on almost a day-to-day basis when you're working together.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to get David to tell us how we find that test. And I want to ask him about testing for personality, too. Not only values, but personality. We'll talk about that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. David Gage is our guest. His book is called The Partnership Charter.
Station. Black roof country, no gold pavements, tired starlings.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and all the other things we do here, and also askjim.biz, our knowledge base website. AskJim.biz.biz. So check those out. That's the last one is where you get small business answers now. David Gage is our guest. He's the author of the Partnership Charter, and we're talking about whether you should have a partner or hire employees. And David, you were talking about a values test. Is this literally a test, an 8-point test that you can take?
It is. It gives feedback. It gives a profile.
Do you have that?
Of 8 values. I know where to get it, and people can do one of two things. They can just email me, and I'll help them get the test.
Yeah, do that, folks.
Yeah, or they can write to People Concepts, Post Office Box 3902, in Tequesta, Florida, T-E-Q-U-E-S-T-A, Tequesta, Florida, 33469.
Do you recommend that... That if you and I are thinking about being partners, I say to you, David, let's make sure we're compatible. Let's take this test and see if it works out. What do you think?
Absolutely. Now, one time I gave a talk on this to a whole group of CEOs, all about the personal values test, and we looked at the values, and we talked about it for like an hour, and then one guy raised his hand and said, okay, but tell me, Dr. Gage, what's the correct profile of values? And I just had to laugh. Oh, my gosh, it was so funny, because, I mean, you have to understand that there are these are fine values to look at. There's nothing wrong with any of them. Everybody's different.
Well, it's just sort of like we've learned from our personality experts, Pearson and Jane Howard, mm-hmm. that you get the five-factor personality model. And you may be high in one area and low in another area.
Right.
And that doesn't make you wrong. It just makes you maybe not compatible with somebody who may not make you right for the job that needs to be done, or it may not make you compatible with the other people.
Exactly. So what you want to do, Jim, is you want to sit down, you want to get the data, the personal values feedback or the personal style feedback, and have a conversation with your potential partner or your existing
mm-hmm.
partner. And you can look at, is this going to, what this says here, is that going to make it easier or harder for us? And maybe we make an agreement about what that means and how we're going to operate day to day. So it's not like somebody's right, somebody's wrong. It's like, how can we use this information to our advantage?
But I would think that it would be helpful not only to do the values test, but also the personality profile, because if you're high on need for stability, mm-hmm. then you might not be a good small business owner. You might not be a good partner, because there are risks that are going to have to be taken, and there's going to be some tense moments in starting a business.
Very true.
What do you think about that?
I think that's great. But sort of my overarching recommendation for people who are thinking about being partners is to step back and do a partner retreat where you read the book, the partnership charter, and all the different things, psychological, emotional, mm-hmm. as well as financial and business and legal, and you take time, like 2-3 days, just to sit down and talk about nothing else other than how we do this together, all these different aspects.
And if you identify something that doesn't look like it dovetails, make sure you write that down, right?
Oh, right, exactly.
Make sure you don't gloss over that.
Yep, definitely not. That would be, you could live to regret that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what else? We got about a minute. What are some other things that we need to know about being a partner?
Well, I think just to have people realize there are such advantages. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, my gosh, avoid having a partner at all costs, avoid having it. But I believe that there are so many advantages, not that it's for everybody, but there are so many advantages for so many people. If they just do it wisely and carefully and really think about it and plan, do some scenario planning and things like that, you can make it, you can lower the risk to where it really can work.
Mm-hmm. Well said. David, give us the website one more time, please.
It's BMC, Business Mediation and Collaboration, BMCAssociates.com.
Thanks, David, for being here. Good job today.
It was a pleasure. Enjoyed being with you.
We'll do it again soon. By the way, folks, the book is called The Partnership Charter. You find out more about it on his website. I encourage you to check that out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, this is Jim Blassingame reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.